Oh my god, we're up to take 8 now. I was hoping to keep it under take 14. And you know what? I'm absolutely going to do that. We're going to stay on this take, and we're not going to go to any other ones. If I don't finish this one, we're not doing it anymore. So, welcome to my podcast. Don't I sound wonderful? Yes, it's my 3-year cold, per se. I don't really get sick that often because, well, I don't take a lot of medicine. I don't think I ever really did my whole life. I believe that we are made to live on this earth and utilize things that the universe has given us to stay alive. I don't think that we need to be unnecessarily pumping tons of toxic medications in our body, especially when really we're only taking it because, well, not we are, because I don't do anything, but most people are just taking it because, well, they're told by somebody, their doctor, who's gone to all these years of college, and they're super smart. I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the medical field. If I didn't have shaky hands, I would have went to medical school. But God knows I have the little shakiest, nervous, girly hands you've ever seen. Well, not. Yeah. So, back to the subject on hand. On hand. Nothing's really, I don't really get that saying, but okay. Anyhow. So, they go through all these years of college and they make all this money just to tell you, okay, you got a cough, you're going to take all this medicine. You guys know how much money they make in this industry? Like, everybody knows, but take an entire day and sit down, don't go to sleep, don't do anything. Literally just wake up and sit and just think for 24 hours of how much money they actually make and where is that money going? And have we really advanced enough for all the money that has been put into this industry? I don't think so. And if we have, they're not telling us anything about it. You're telling me, with all the research and all the money that is put away for leukemia and for AIDS, just to name a few, Alzheimer's, you're telling me that none of it's done any good and y'all have made no significant progress? No. I mean, maybe with leukemia, you take a disease like Alzheimer's, which personally, it's been a situation that's been in someone who was close to me's life very deeply. And my family saw what they went through when dealing with this illness. The amount of money that's gone into Alzheimer's research, there should be more of significant dent made to treat those people and that nasty disease. But there's not. So what do you guys think that is? Why do you guys think that there's no cure-all for AIDS, HIV? Is anybody afraid to say it? Why are we all so afraid to say it? Because the people who don't want us to say it, we're afraid that they're going to come after us. Are they going to come after all of us if we all stand up and say something? You could take down one person, but you can't take down them all. You know? Nobody really has any guts anymore. Except, you know what? There was something that I was watching last night and is really heavy on my heart now. And I know that these people will probably never hear this, of the ones I'm referring to. But just in case, even if nobody hears this, it needs to be put out there. At least it was said by somebody. I was watching a documentary on Fukushima because I wanted to learn more. I have this terrible curiosity to learn everything. You know, because I want to be the Google that's better than Google, but the human version, you know? I was listening to one of the guys talk who survived everything. And people refer to them, the people who... You just have to watch a documentary. Basically, saved Tokyo. And people were calling them heroes. And the guy said that he didn't feel like a hero. That he blamed himself. That in a way, he was kind of saying that they, none of it would have happened if it wasn't for them, and they don't deserve anything. And then someone called him a hero, and he's like, I'm no hero. No, sir. Y'all were heroes. Anybody. Brave effort. To stand up in the face of death and destruction. To save other people. That makes you a hero. That doesn't... I don't think people understand completely. Mother Nature is a bitch. She doesn't. He doesn't. They don't. Whatever gender it wants to be. They don't care who you are. Or how much money you have. Or what kind of car you drive. Or who your friends are. Or where you go to church. Mother Nature, if it's going to get you, it's going to get you. It's a destructive, beautiful, nasty piece of shit. But when a natural disaster happens, that is no reason for everybody, not everybody. I tend to say that a lot. My boyfriend and my family, they hate when I say that. They're like, not everybody. I'm not everybody. But I say everybody. So, do you know what I mean? Not everybody. But it is nobody's fault. Like, in the face of devastation and destruction and things that are out of our control, we tend to look for a reason in each other of why it happened, and then it just starts a fight. It's like, well, that hurricane killed 40 people. Damn you, Rebecca. It's because you went with Karen to the pizza party without a mask, you know? Kind of thing. Whatever. It's a bad analogy. But we're always looking for a reason to just pick at each other. Everything. Like, bicker this, bicker that, and look at me, I'm bickering. I should call this podcast the Ranty Rants of... Rantville, I guess. So, not funny. Not funny at all. Just kidding. I don't know why I did my angry voice. But like, with my cold. Not COVID. See? Angry voice. I sound a little bit more angst. Not angst. Like I'm PMSing, yet without the PMS. Post-mortem syndrome. Just kidding. It's, yeah, that's not it, guys. Just kidding. Just joke. Nobody get offended. Well, I'm offended. I just offended myself, guys. Okay. That's, I was going to say that's going to be all for now because my boyfriend just got back in the room, but I'm not going to end on that kind of note. You know, one of those notes where I'm just like, oh, hey, bye, bye. You know, I'm not going to do that. So,
after these brief messages.
Well, I'll be back after these brief messages.
Listen.
I don't know. I'm feeling insomnia makes me a little cuckoo. No, I'm already cuckoo. Spotlight on my boyfriend. Ha 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 ha. That's, yeah, his. Yeah, I can. He says you don't point it at anybody. I can do whatever the fuck I want to do. That's, we can do whatever the fuck we want to do, you know? Even if somebody tells you you can't do it, why? Are they stopping you?
Can you pause it?
No, I can't. I don't have to wear one of my long sleeves. Wear one of my jackets.
Jackets?
And one of the drawers. Wear my sweater.
Where's your sweater?
In the crib. The big pink one. I mean, it's not pink, but I have very big, comfy sweaters, guys. And I should have some men's shirts because I have a thing for men's big, long sleeve plaid shirts. No, it's not the size of the dick. It's it's the size of the dick. Duh. I'm just kidding.
The only people who say shit like it's not the size of the boat, it's the motion.
It's the ocean.
Or motherfuckers that have a small boat.
Yeah. No, I don't ever like judge like how like why this person might have a small dick over this one, except for in the case of this is why I bring it up. Men, when I see these big ass jacked up trucks coming in a parking lot, like they deserve to be number one, and then they stop and all that black smoke comes out and you hear loud music, and then you see this tiny itty bitty little man come out. Yeah, and his zipper's undone, and he uses words like, hip hop great, ain't it? Like he's some kind of hip hop great, ain't it? Huh. Downside west side? Yeah, he's got a small dick, y'all.
I drive a Prius.
Yeah, drive a Prius. Men in Priuses, they probably have small dicks too.
Listen, I don't drive. Okay?
Because it doesn't really matter who you are, because like I said about Mother Nature earlier, everybody's unique. And DNA doesn't really factor in when dick side. Just kidding, it does. It's science. Look it up, guys. Okay, and with that, I'm out. Good night.
Yeah, well, I'm in.